Why is it that we have so much trouble listening to warnings? Why is it that some people ignore warnings, as we've sadly seen so often during this coronavirus pandemic? Over and again, the government has repeated the warning, stay at home, protect the NHS, save lives. Now that warning may be nuanced or changed in coming days or weeks. And yet some people, COVID idiots is the term that's been coined, have ignored the government's warnings. South Gloucestershire Council has had to erect temporary fencing to cut off access from the Bristol and Bath railway path to the Avon Riverside picnic area to limit people congregating there during this coronavirus outbreak and to reduce the amount of rubbish that has been dumped there. Warning posters have been put up in the picnic area by police, and yet they failed to deter people from gathering there, with the police saying that even the warning notices have been ripped down and thrown into the river. The police have had to warn people that further action will have to be taken if necessary to keep people safe. On a different level, what do we all do when we see a sign posted saying, wet paint, do not touch? I don't know about you, but I always feel compelled to touch to see if the paint is still wet. But not paying attention to warnings is dangerous. And today we're going to look at a spiritual warning found in the letter to the Hebrews. And first of all, in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, we have an instruction. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 says this: therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice. Today, God is speaking about someone greater than Moses. Today, he is speaking about his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, God expects us to respond to what he says. Now, of course, this begs the question, where do we hear God's voice today? Well, not through the BBC and its anti-Christian bias. The preacher John Marshall called it the Beelzebub Broadcasting Corporation. So not there, not through the compromised religious establishment, not through the sects or cults who follow the teachings of Charles Taze Russell or Joseph Smith or Ellen White. We are told where we hear God's voice quite clearly in this passage. Just look at Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, present tense. Holy Spirit, what he says. And then comes a quotation from Psalm 95. Do you want to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking? Then hear what God is saying to you today through his word, through the Bible. Then again in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. God has said, past tense. And then again, a quotation from Psalm 95. What God says is what the Holy Spirit says, which is what the Bible says. So the equation is a simple and straightforward one. What God says today is to be found in the Bible. The Bible. This is where we hear God's voice. The Bible is God preaching. The writer is reminding us then that the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It has a relevant message and demands a present hearing. He knew that human tendency to delay, especially it seems with spiritual matters, is a real problem. So he repeats three times, today, verse 7, today, verse 13, today, verse 15. Today, of course, indicates urgency. It means now. Now, this is a theme we find elsewhere in the Bible. In 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2, we read, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The time to respond to God is always now. So we have this tendency when we hear the word of God, we feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit, we feel that we need to take action, but the danger is we delay. We do nothing. We tend to delay with the most important issues of life. But the warning that runs through this section of the letter is that if we fail to follow through when challenged by the Word of God, we face the inevitable hardening of the heart that occurs when we hear but fail to respond. The heart gets harder every time we say no to Jesus. If we are tempted to put off our spiritual need, the Bible warns us of the danger of foolish choices and encourages us not to make light of every spiritual opportunity the Lord sets before us. So first, in verse 7, we have the instruction.